This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. City officials plan to name next week members of an ad hoc committee that will give input on the look and the design of the Clearwells project, the city water plant. Yesterday was the deadline to apply. The committee will not only be tasked with the wells design, but also determine how to tell the story of the importance of Lake Winnebago and water to the Oshkosh community. The Clearwells project expected to cost between $25 and $30 million and replace the current underground wells of the city water plant. The Oshkosh Corporation has now decided to challenge that new JLTV contract. Oshkosh lost the work to AM General of Indiana. Oshkosh officials say after reviewing the AM General contract, they've got concerns. Oshkosh won the original contract back in 2015 and has produced better than 19,000 vehicles for the U.S. Army. A huge thank you to Verve Credit Union. They're making a $1 million donation to the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club expansion project. The project will mean the club will not only serve kids, but also the entire families. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club is currently raising $18 million for their expansion. City Manager Mark Roloff will deliver his annual State of the City address as planned for Monday night at the Oshkosh Convention Center. Page True, a group supporting Grant Furman, is now starting a letter-writing campaign hoping to convince the judge to hand down a lenient sentence. Furman was convicted of attempted murder in the stabbing of an Oshkosh West police officer back in December of 2019. The group has 150 members and say that Furman plans to appeal his conviction. The City Plan Commission met for better than 4 hours on Tuesday night. The commission heard from a number of area residents concerning that 500-plus apartment unit project near Lake Bunimore. Residents are concerned about everything, including runoff from the project, environmental impacts on wetlands, traffic, and much more. Now, despite the opposition, the Plan Commission recommended to the City Council that they go ahead with Phase 1 of the project on a 6-2 vote. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh's men's basketball team is in Ohio for its Sweet 16 round game. They'll take on Rowan tomorrow afternoon. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.